Hello, this is Brian E. Lau, creator of Staunch Ambition, and you are listening to the PVD Cast by John Orwater. Or wait, Orlando? Yes, John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 136 and a half. That's right, it's going to be a mini episode. I got a lot of things I want to talk about, and it's really weird because the last time that I did one of these mini episodes, I talked about how my life had many good things happening there. I was working on a new movie project, I had a new girlfriend, and several things going on, and unfortunately, fate has dealt me a different hand, so to speak. By that, I mean that I'm now a single man. That's right. I broke up with a girlfriend about a week or so ago. You know, it just, I don't know, you kind of start getting to know each other and you know, you start noticing things that are major deal breakers. And one of the things was no love for this podcast. That's right. She wasn't too into the fact that I had my own podcast. And so, you know, I just gotta say, man, if you're gonna be down with me, you gotta be down with the PVD Cast. So, but you know, it's all right, man. You know, I'm gonna move on, man, and onwards and upwards, as the British would say. And you know, real quickly, I mean, since we're talking about the PVD Cast, I'd just like to mention real quick that I had a great month in October. Over 2,200 visitors visited PVDcast.com. I've had a lot of great compliments come over the last few weeks about the various episodes that I have produced, including last week's episode where Chris Borne joined me to talk about his movie, Lady Wrestler, the amazing untold story of African-American women in the ring. It got rave reviews. In fact, I would like to just share real quickly, and I'm sure he won't mind, friend of the show, Billy Jackson, dropped me an email. He listened to the episode a few days ago, and he literally said the most amazing thing, and the biggest compliment I could get out of that episode was he said it reminded him of why he fell in love with professional wrestling. Because, you know, Billy Jackson is a man that knows a lot about, he's like a walking encyclopedia of professional wrestling, and he knew about Babs and Ethel and those wonderful ladies, and so he remembered watching them as a kid, and you know, and so for him, it got a chance to restoke those fires and to be a fan again of professional wrestling. And to me, that's the greatest compliment that I could get from anybody that heard that episode. And there are a lot of people that the support for episode 136 and for Chris and his project has been really, really great. And so I appreciate everybody that listens here to the PVD Cast, no matter if it's, you know, the last episode or two episodes ago, or if you're just joining me here for the first time and you're hearing my voice and you're listening to this mini episode, I want to say thank you. Thank you to everybody who listens to the PVD Cast. And, you know, I just threw out some statistics there that I, you know, I have here at my fingertips, and I really want to give thanks. And I did on the last episode, but I want to give thanks again to Anna Hetzel. AnnaFHetzel.com is her website. She's a content marketer, excuse me, a copywriter, a brand strategist, and she helped me so much. She did an audit of all my data and kind of gave me some tools to use to figure out the data, because, folks, you don't understand. I get, like, tons and tons of data, and at times it gets very overwhelming for me to understand and to make heads or tails out of it. So Anna worked up a what she'd called an audit that told me about what I should pay attention to, what I can ignore, how certain things are presented to me from various different avenues. And I gotta just say, if you're in need of somebody to help you grow your brand, to help you market your product, you need to check out Anna. And again, I already put a link to her website over in the links section of pvdcast.com, but it's Anna F. Hetzel, H-E-T-Z-E-L.com. head on over there and contact her, and she will definitely work with you because she's passionate about helping small businesses, helping independent people who have great projects and great products get the word out there. And I can't thank her enough. And I also want to thank the Canned Air guys. That's right, the Canned Air podcast, because they're the ones who told me about her. And I'll be honest, I'm not going to reveal personal business here, but I've already recommended her to somebody else. And so, again, Anna F. Hetzel, HETZEL.com. And if you need to go over to PVDcast.com, it's over in the links page. Just go right on over there and check it out. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, I got a couple of wrestling-related things I wanted to talk about, and I kind of feel a little bit behind when it comes to my pro wrestling watching, because these last couple of weeks, to be honest with you, there's been a lot going on, obviously, a lot of drama, a lot of stress, and a lot of anxiety over my relationship issues, and so I haven't been paying very close attention to WWE and the build-up for Survivor Series. But as it stands right now, it looks like it's going to be a very good card that's happening here in a couple of weeks, on November 19th to be exact. And I guess, again, it's going to be a four-hour pay-per-view. It's starting at 7, pre-show at 6. And, you know, we got some great matches here. Of course, we have Brock Lesnar taking on AJ Styles. AJ Styles, of course, winning the WWE Championship just last night. That would be Tuesday night. On SmackDown from Jinder Mahal, and what many people are surprised by that, and so am I. I think that maybe some people were not thrilled, some of the fans were not thrilled to see Lesnar versus Mahal, so they put the belt on AJ. I mean, inevitably, I hope that they go in the direction, and probably I would say this would be a WrestleMania match to put AJ Styles against Nakamura, because I think that's what the fans really want to see, and I think that that might be a reality. But for now, it'll be Lesnar versus AJ Styles. Alexa Bliss is going to take on Natalya. The Miz is going to do battle with Baron Corbin. The Bar, Cesaro and Sheamus, will be taking on the Usos. And then we have two Survivor Series matches. It's 5-on-5, so we have, from Raw, Kurt Angle, Braun Strowman, Samoa Joe, Finn Balor, and Jason Jordan taking on Shane McMahon, John Cena, Randy Orton, Bobby Roode, and Shinsuke Nakamura. And then we have a ladies' traditional Survivor Series match. Becky Lynch, Charlotte, Tamina, Naomi, and Carmella taking on Alicia Fox, Sasha Banks, Asuka, Nia Jax, and somebody to be determined. And the last match that has been signed, Enzo will defend the Cruiserweight title against Kalisto. There's a big, big rumor going around that we're going to see the New Day take on The Shield. And of course, all of this is SmackDown versus Raw, which I think is very interesting. I like this idea of who is the better brand. But the question I have, and I don't think it's been answered, and are the titles going to be on the line? So when Lesnar takes on Styles, or when Bliss takes on Natalya, are the titles going to be on the line? I think right now that they're probably just going to keep it as, hey, you know, it's for superiority of who's the better brand. And so I'm still curious. I'm looking forward to Survivor Series. I'm not going to lie to you. There's going to be an episode coming up here next week of this podcast, the PVD Cast, in which my good friends Ringside Rand, DJ Joey Blaze are going to stop by, and we're going to give all of our predictions and all of our thoughts about the upcoming Survivor Series card. And, you know, as I've mentioned, yeah, I think I've mentioned it on another episode, but if I haven't, I'm going to mention it right here, right now. Because now that I say that, now that I do that introduction, I'm not sure if I've mentioned it. But, you know, Joey and Rand, huge wrestling fans, have known them for a long, long time. They're going to come whenever there's a big four WWE pay-per-view come on in this podcast, and we're going to give our preview, and then we're going to do a review just like we did for SummerSlam. And so I'm really excited for that. That's going to be coming at you next week, ladies and gentlemen. So stay tuned for that. And the other big wrestling news is one that has shocked a lot of people. It was announced Saturday night, Sunday morning-ish, that Chris Jericho is heading to New Japan Pro Wrestling, and he's going to battle Kenny Omega at Wrestle Kingdom 12. And, you know, this right here was just, for me, a shocking story, because you have a guy who is a stalwart when it comes to the WWE. I mean, Chris Jericho has been there for almost 20-some-odd years. 20 years, actually, I think, almost. And while he's not under contract right now, because he has one of those deals where he comes and wrestles for a few weeks or a few months, and then he goes and does his music stuff, you know, and he's put together a wrestling-themed cruise for next year. So the guy is really branching out there. And so he's going to be taking on who many believe to be one of the best wrestlers in the world, the Cleaner, Kenny Omega, at Wrestle Kingdom 12. And I'm going to be honest, I'm excited to see that match. In fact, I'm really thinking that I may have to plunk down some money and at least subscribe to New Japan World for at least a month or so, so I can catch Wrestle Kingdom 12. Because I'm assuming that their streaming service is very much like the WWE Network, in which, you know, you can sign up and then you get all of their big events on their service. I think that's how it works. So I'm going to be really considering that here come January, and checking that out, because I think that in itself, that's got me interested. And that's, you know what, that's what other wrestling companies should take note of. This is something that, you know, can bring people to our product and really make things better for professional wrestling. So I'm excited. All right, last couple of things here, ladies and gentlemen. It's a mini episode, so I'm not going to keep you too long. I'm going to try to keep it around that 15 to 20 minute mark. All right, George St. Pierre returned to the Octagon and returned to UFC. And I got to be honest with y'all. I, back in the day, was a big UFC fan. I really was. In the era of GSP, in the era of BJ Penn, in the era of Randy Couture, I was a big fan. I have fallen out of my fandom with the UFC a few years ago. I feel that, and this is just my opinion, I feel like the UFC is overexposed. It's always on. So why would I plunk down money to go watch a pay-per-view at like a sports bar here in town when I can wait 6 months or whatnot? It'll be on one of the replay shows. And just every single week there seemed to be like two or three things going on with the UFC that I just kind of gave up on it. I really did. So I totally missed that George St. Pierre was coming back after a four-year hiatus. Not only that, he came back and he won, beating Michael Bisping and becoming the champion. And so, I mean, man, that's really, really awesome, because if I remember correctly, 4 years ago, I think GSP had a lot of injuries, and there was even some question about his concussions that he had had. I remember reading a story where he said he didn't remember getting home sometimes. So it's great to see that he's back. He's now the champ, man. And, you know, I was a big fan. I was a big mark of GSP. So that was pretty cool. And so, yeah, I don't know. We'll see where he goes from here, how many more fights he has in him. Well, the last thing I want to touch on is movies. Ladies and gentlemen, I have been really, really, really lazy and not getting out to the theater over the last few weeks. Again, as I said, I've kind of been in a kind of a stressful situation, so I haven't really ventured out much, but I'm really behind. There's so many movies out there that I want to see, including the new Thor movie, which I haven't gone to see yet, Blade Runner 2049. I mean, the list is very long, folks. So I got to kind of get cracking on that and hopefully get caught up a little bit here before the year ends. And because, I mean, there's more and more rolling out. You know, you got Justice League, you got Star Wars, there's so many things. Murder on the Orient Express I want to see, so there's a lot of things. I got to get my butt in gear. But one thing I do want to talk about is that a theater that I used to frequent quite a bit over on Bethel Road, Carriage Place 12, it's a Cinemark, used to be a second run theater. So they would get movies a little bit after they had already had their first run. And a few weeks ago, they changed over. They changed over to a first run theater. And I feel kind of sad about that because, for $1.75, I would go check out lots of great films. Anyways, from what I understand, I had a friend that emailed them. They just stated that with the technology today, with streaming and everything, they just weren't making any money. So that sucks. That's unfortunate. You know, it was really nice to have that theater there, but I guess it is what it is, man. I mean, you know, if you're not making money, how can you stay open? So, hey, speaking of which, real quick, I was very, very elated to attend MOFA's 3 Weeks of Terror screenings two weeks ago, and saw some really creative films there. The film that I worked on, Marna, was featured, and I don't believe, as of the recording of this particular podcast, that we won any awards. And I say that because the Audience Choice Award was going to be handed out as I'm recording this podcast on November 8th. But the other miscellaneous awards that were given out the day of the screenings, we had many people, many of our actors and actresses were nominated in roles for that. And if I remember correctly, I take that back. We did win for Best Music, so we did win an award for that. But again, it was really fun to work on that project. I was not in it. I just kind of worked as the sound guy. That's right, the boom operator, gaffer, if you will. So it was a blast, and hopefully here soon, I'll be getting another movie project up and going. But more on that later. I can't reveal it just yet. I mean, before I forget, and before I wrap up this episode, I gotta clue you in that today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/PVDcast. Audible has over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And for you, the listeners of this podcast, Audible is offering you a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you an opportunity to check out their service. So to download your free audiobook today, all you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/PVDcast. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/PVDcast to get your hands on your free audiobook. And as I've mentioned before, it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that if you're thinking about signing up for Audible, go to the trial first. They help me out, they being, of course, Audible, for every individual that tries out their service. So, all right, with that, it's getting up at about 16 minutes, so let's go on and start wrapping this bad boy up. Let me tell you where you can get in touch with me. You can get in touch with me by simply shooting an email to johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can find me on Twitter @pvdmvp. You can leave me a message on the official Facebook page of the PVDcast. That, of course, being facebook.com/PVDcast. And don't forget that you can get your hands on this podcast 7 different ways. First, obviously, at pvdcast.com, the online home of yours truly, but also through iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, Pod Paradise, and of course, the Echo Network. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to close up shop. I will be back next week with the SummerSlam preview episode, where myself, DJ Joey Blaze, and Ringside Rand talk about the upcoming pay-per-view. So join me then. And until next time, I will chat in each and every one of you later. Stay righteous and stay independent.